We apologise for the quality of the recording, which was due to technical issues on the day. Welcome to St James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Christmas Day all-age service. Our reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, and the Reverend Fabian Wirtz talk is all about staying connected. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
Reading from the first chapter of John's Gospel. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today I wanted to explore the theme of being connected. So to illustrate my talk, the light I use on my side table at night to read, there we go, but I don't know, there's a problem. It's not working. Olivia, do you know why my light is not working? There's a problem, no? Why do you think it's not working? What do you think happens here? Yeah, you can help me? What? It's not plugged in. Ah, it's not plugged in. Okay, well, let's try. You think that will solve the problem? It needs to be plugged in. It needs to be connected to a power source. Oh, you're right. There we go. It needs to be connected to the power source. If it's not connected, it's useless. It doesn't do what it's meant to do, which is to bring light to help. When you're in the house, when it's dark, if you want to read, if you want to feel a bit more safe, that's why we have light. Well, in the same way, the reading we had, Christmas, the birth of Jesus, it's God's coming to us to bring light into the world, but not just the world at his time, but our world today. To create new life in us, to make us reconnected with God. And if we look at that passage, we had an away day, and we had the privilege to hear Ron Williams, who was the Archbishop before Justin, and he read that first chapter and replaced the word word, which we have predominantly in this passage, which is a Greek word, which has a very deep meaning in the time of that writing, logos. But at its heart, it also could be translated with connection. In the beginning was connection. Connection with God. Jesus is the one most connected with God because he himself is God. Connection with creation because Jesus is connected to creation as creator. Through him, all things were made. And connected with mankind because through his incarnation,
He became one of us, fully human, while remaining fully God. So connection. What happened when we are disconnected? Well, a little bit like this light. We are not fulfilling the purposes and intentions of why we were made for and what we were made for. When we are unplugged from God, we often start focusing more on ourselves than on God and on His life. And what happens, all kind of disconnection happens. We become disconnected with creation. And I think our issues, yes, we try to solve our issues with pollutions, with the reality of consumptions. But I think at the heart is because there is a great disconnection around the world with our Creator. We forgot that this doesn't belong to us. We are stewards of a beautiful creation. And when we lose our connection with the Creator, all kind of disconnection with the world happens. We misuse our resources and we pollute our world. We ignore the beauty of God. There's also the disconnection with the creatures, with the animal kingdom. Instead of respecting animals as part of God's creation, maybe we harm them or we fail to see their value. And we are not worried when the species disappears and we think, oh, that's just life. When we disconnected with God, we also disconnected with each other. And sometimes, and most probably also about with ourselves, we can be disconnected. Self-centeredness can be expressed in our schools through bullying, through being harmful, saying words that really hurt others, holding grudge, not forgiving, manipulating people, bossing people around. When we disconnected with God, all kind of disconnections happened with creation, with the creature, and with each other, and with ourselves. I even forgot to... I'm disconnected from the PowerPoint presentation. There we go. I've been disconnected. I should have started with that. That's quick. This is my life. There we go. This is nice connected now. And there we go. I'm reconnected with my PowerPoint presentation. You all have those devices, phones, tablets. There could be laptops there. For them to work, they need to be connected to a power source. Now, they all have batteries, which gives us, you know, a relief for a few hours. But then if we don't connect it to the electricity, which is the power source, they're useless. So we understand what it means for those devices to be connected, the needs. In the same way, we can't live the way God's designed on our own. We need to be connected to the source. And so in this passage we have, in the beginning was God, the Word, Jesus, all connection. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the very beginning, Jesus has been the one holding everything together, creating with the Father and the Holy Spirit this beautiful world and the whole of the universe. But it's Jesus who became flesh. We read, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And that word again, dwelling, is a word that the Jewish would have recognized because they knew the story of the Old Testament with the tent of the tabernacle and the temple, and that was the place where God resided, where God was particularly present, where God dwelled. And so this is a proclamation that for the Jews at the times were kind of extraordinary. Now, God has moved not into their temple, but into a person fully. He has moved into a person called Jesus, the Word becoming flesh. God has made His dwelling among us, not just in a kind of a spirit way, but completely in flesh. And that's the amazing story of Christmas, that God is not a far distant God. He's the closest person we can experience. He understands our human life. He understands the struggles, the challenges, the suffering. He chose a humble life. He chose to connect with all the realities that we can experience. He did it so that we could be reconnected. Because the reality is that none of us are born connected with God. The Bible says we've all sinned, that's that we've all disconnected. In a way or another, we've all kind of go away from the plans, the purpose, the intentions of God. And we need to be reconnected. And we can't do it on our own strength. So God comes down to live that perfect life and to give that perfect life on our behalf so that we can be reconnected. Am I again forgetting my PowerPoint? Yes, you see, I'm really disconnected with my PowerPoint presentation. The Word becomes flesh and dwelt among us. That's because God's plan was never to leave us disconnected. Through Jesus, we can be reconnected with God. And we can then be reconnected with the world, the created world, the creation and the animal world, and with each other, and with ourselves. We can learn to forgive others because we know we've been forgiven. We can learn and relearn to care for creation as God intended. We can learn to love others as God loved us. But we also need to be connected day by day, to stay connected. And so how do we do that? How do we stay connected? Well, we are at the end of 2024, and maybe 2025 is something you want to think. How am I going to put maybe some easy practice in my daily life to stay connected with God? I mean, you might be challenged this morning to actually start reading the Bible. Maybe it's something you haven't done in the past, and maybe you're not really sure where to start. Well, we do have this wonderful Mark Gospel, and if you don't have a Bible or you don't know where to start, we want to give it for free to you. And it's really great. You have amazing pictures. It reads like a magazine. And if you go through, you get the whole story of Jesus, who Jesus was, what he said, what he did. And so I encourage you to take one on your way out. It's completely free. Or you have questions about faith and meaning of life, and you want to explore that, and you live in Taunton. So we said we have this Alpha course, which is 6 evening, starting with a free, again, we like free things, free pudding for you. And then we watch a little video, and it's really a space for people who don't believe, people who have questions, who don't know, you know, but they want to just spend a bit of time to hear about Jesus. Who was he? What did he do? What is prayer? How can I have faith? What is the meaning of life? So you can take one of those cards. But that's a question for all of us. It's still a challenge. How do we have those disciplines of prayer? How do we read every day the Bible? There are many apps that you can download. Some people do Bible in 1 year. Maybe that's a challenge for you, Bible in 1 year. There's an app for that. Lexio 365 allows you to have something in the morning, something in the evening. You might think about 3 times a day, as you start your breakfast, you might just think about, this is the day that the Lord has. This is a new day. We need to be grateful for what's coming up. Or I'm a little bit anxious about what's coming up. And you just talk to God. And then when it's lunchtime, you can pause and look back a little bit. And then when it's the evening, it's good to look back at your day. Maybe there were difficulties in the day, and you can speak to God about it. Maybe there is something that you're grateful. Thank you. That's a life of prayer that we can grow in 2025. And then you can maybe, you know, join a congregation. Could be this one, could be another one. Somewhere where your faith is nourished by a time and a rhythm of worship. But also important, if you have faith, is to serve. Give of your time, to give your talents, your gifts to others. Could be in the humility, could be in the life of the church. So today we celebrate this great gift, Jesus, our connection to God. But more than that, we are called to stay connected and to help others to be connected with God's love. So whether it's through your prayers, caring for creation, showing the love around you, or shining God's light into a world, Remember that just like this lamp, it's useless if it's not plugged into its right power source. We were made to shine into our world, so stay connected to the source and let your light shine brightly. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.